This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Actually bring in, though, Orlandis Jackson. He is 24. He lives in this area. Just to give you a sense of young people in this area and to watch your neighborhood go through this right now, just tell us what's going through your mind.
It's sad because, you know, this will happen because they're not helping the black community. Like, you know, the rich people, they got all this money and they're not, like, you know, trying to give us none. It's sad. It's like...
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, too, you're listening to. And Orlandis Jackson is no kin to Kevin Jackson. And unlike Obama, if Kevin Jackson had a son, Kevin Jackson has four sons. And they don't talk like that. Glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. That was in response to black folks burning their own neighborhoods in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That ain't Chicago, people. It ain't like there's a whole lot of colored folks running around in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But in the little bit of an enclave where Democrats have cordoned off their colored people, they're burning down the city over nonsense. Black lives matter. And this guy doesn't want to blame the people that should be blamed. He's blaming, the infamous boogeyman, rich people. Yeah, it's rich people that are doing this, man. How dare they? How dare they go out, get educations, go out there, work hard and make money, and then don't want to give it to us? What's up with these rich people? How crazy are you people out there making money, and then you don't want to give it up? Don't you know about reparations? You understand what I'm saying? This is how crazy the world has gotten. This is how crazy Democrats have made the world. But I'm going to tell you something, people, especially you white folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. They got people scared. They got you scared. Not you so much, because you're packing. Yeah, you got your concealed and carries. You got your handgun licenses. You go out to the range and practice. You have built this steely-eyed resolve of a Navy SEAL, and you say, bring it. Bring it. I'm happy to have you come over and try to take my stuff. And you don't live in these urban indoctrination centers where you can be overrun like the McClatchkeys or whatever their names were, them white folks that have been bleeding heart liberals, woke all their lives, and then they find out, you know what, it has no currency. There's no currency in being woke. They don't care. When they're ready to take your stuff, they're going to take it. And these rich, white, leftist, elitist enablers are getting a hardcore lesson that has scared the bejesus out of them. They're going, what? I've done everything by the book. Saul Alinsky would be rolling over in his grave. I've done it. We have fed our Negroes. We have done everything we're supposed to do. We have patted them on the belly, rubbed their bellies, patted them on the bun, patted them on the head. You're okay, little Negro. It's okay. And now they turn on us? Our chickens have come home to roost? I have fun watching these clowns. They think they're protected. And black folks feel like they're protected. Oh, yeah, we got these white folks right where we want them. Yeah, right. Watch what happens when the white folks turn on the very people that they've been supporting. Watch what happens when that elite establishment goes, you know what, folks? We done tipped the iceberg too far. Now, that's not the right analogy or metaphor. But you know what I'm saying? Oh, the scale. We have tipped the scales just a bit too far. All right? That's what's happened. And wait, woe be unto them when those black undercurrent of Trump supporters and everybody else goes, you done tipped the iceberg. Not the iceberg. You done tipped the scale too far. We got it. We understand it now. How many woke people? I'm not talking about woke going, oh my gosh, poor black people. How many of them are waking up and going, that was a nightmare? That they're not getting woke to some dream, some utopian dream where black people don't get killed by cops because they're just amazing citizens. They've awakened to a utopian nightmare. Utopia doesn't exist. They woke up and hadn't won the lotto. You ever had that dream? In your dream, you're living at large, baby. You're about to go buy the Ferrari. You're like, nah, I think I'll pay cash. Oh, shoot. I'm still in the same environment, only worse. Wake up with that little bit of euphoria left over from that dream where you got the hunky football player quarterback, right, young ladies out there? Or you married the millionaire and he's really in love with you or whatever. But some way you hit the lotto and you wake up and you find out, uh-oh, it ain't that. Let me tell you, leftists, Democrats, they're waking up to that. They're waking up to that. They're finding out the reality that they have set for themselves is a nightmare. Folks, if you think this is isolated, you must be out of your mind. I've been talking about J.K. Rowling and Noam Chomsky and many others. Who was it? Oliver, the filmmaker, whatever his name is, that made, the war movies. Not Oliver North. But you know who I'm talking about. That dude, I feel like Biden. You know, the thing. That guy, I don't keep up with Holly weirdos anymore, so don't hold it against me. It ain't that I've got dementia. But the point is, these people are going, this is insane. Ricky Gervais tipped it off, didn't he? When he went in front of Hollywood and said, just come up and accept your freaking awards. Nobody cares about your spotted owls and your pet projects and everything else, your politics. How about you just act, accept your award for making millions of dollars for doing nothing and go sit down? Folks, this is not isolated. Don't you think for one second, Biden polling, Kevin. I'm going to give you some Biden polling here today. Yeah, I'm not going to let you down. I gave you some. I've already given you some in the past that already tells you what's going to happen with Crazy Fingers Captain Demento. I've already told you. You don't need me to tell you again. What I'm going to focus on this segment is telling you that there, and probably for most of the hour, most of the day today, and I'm going to sprinkle stuff in because we got a lot to talk about. But I'm telling you, you think the woke crowd has woke to the idea that Black Lives Matter is a big deal. You know what they're mad about? They're mad about seeing Black Lives Matter plastered in streets, that racist organization plastered in streets. They're mad that they're antagonizing the leader of our country by putting it in front of his hotel. They're mad that these are people that don't really care about blacks. I can give you statistics all day long. I have actual statistics from my team. I can give you statistics that will make you understand definitively that black lives don't matter to black people. They're liars. And it's all a power grab to demoralize you and take back what's theirs. And that guy, Orlandis Jackson, was a perfect symptom of it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You know any Democrats who are sick of their party? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, because I know a few. I got them writing to me going, Kev, I'm going to tell you, I was a former Democrat. I would never vote for that party again. I'm voting for Donald Trump. Now, I'm only one man. I am but one man. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. And I'm telling you, you got friends that used to think of you as silly, used to think of you as stupid. How dare you vote for that Donald Trump? That Donald Trump, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you know what? They're now going to vote for Donald Trump. Now, you have the option. You can rub it in, rub it in, or you can let them get away with it. I prefer the former. I rub it in. I say, you remember when you used to call me a racist? You used to call me deranged? You, all these things you said about Trump. And what have we found out? Somebody please let me know. I don't want to preach, but I shall. Right? What have you told your friends? Because I tell them. I preach to them. I go, you were wrong. Admit it. And so what does that mean? You're wrong. Whenever you come to me with your next opinion, I'm just going to go, do you remember the last thing you came to me with when you thought Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, was going to be the savior of America? And I warned you that he was going to be more divisive. He would create more racial strife. If there's anything Donald Trump has inherited, he has inherited Barack Obama's racial strife. If there's a reason why the major metropolitan areas in every area of this country have increased crime, it's because of the legacy of Barack Obama. If there's a reason why the rest of the country is doing very well, their stock portfolios are up, people are buying homes, starting businesses, investing, it is because of Donald Trump. And you wanted to elect a criminal, Hillary Clinton, and now you want to elect Captain Demento. Welcome to the good side of the island. That's what I say to them. Democrats, folks, are sick of their party. They get the game. They understand. Now, Donald Trump was railroaded by Mueller. They know that. They know that Flynn was railroaded. They know that Papadopoulos was railroaded. They know that Manafort was railroaded. They know that Roger Stone was railroaded. All a ruse. They know that the Democrats will do anything, including create havoc, wreak havoc and destruction on the population just to get one man. And there's a woman who made a video from it. She's a former Democrat. And she says in the video, you know, the thing on her, announcing it, I don't like being on camera, but I'm fed up. And I want to play that video for you. Get that ready for me. I want to play that video because I want you to understand there are people out there that feel exactly like her. And not only are people like her fed up and they're leaving the Democrat Party in droves, you are getting more of a backbone. The more they pick on you, the more resolve you get. You are no longer ready to be bullied. In fact, you're telling the bully, you know what? I think I can take you. Let's go. I pause there because I want you to feel that feeling. I want you to feel that energy that comes from, and I happen to be a fighter, but I want you to understand the feeling when you finally say, okay, I tell you what, all three of you guys think you're so bad? Let's go. And you should see the look in an eye when you tell somebody that. When you say, I tell you what, we're going to have a story to tell, but I'm going to be the one telling it. So let's go. That's the feeling you're going to get. That's the feeling you're going to get leading up to November the 3rd. And that's the feeling you will have on November the 4th when Donald Trump wins the election again with more votes than any presidential candidate in history. He will win the popular vote by more than Barack Obama did in 2008 because they have this country in fear. And people are tired of being told what to do and they're tired of being lied to. Play that clip.
When are we going to wake up? When are we going to realize that everything we're going through is over one election? One man. One man that they want out so bad that the whole country is suffering. Wake up. Look what's happening. It's bull. Take control. Take control of your family and your life and realize what they are doing to us. Them.
Oh, as you can see, she's got a little bit of a potty mouth, but that's okay. I want you to understand the level of frustration. This is a little old housewife, little frumpy white girl. No offense, I mean, she's a cute girl. You know, ain't nothing wrong with her. But, you know, just not my type. I know brothers like them thick, but I don't care. Anyway, she's a cute girl, but she's frustrated. She's like, you know what? I'm done. What you think is, oh my gosh, they're wearing us down. No, they're not. They are not wearing us down. They are giving us resolve. They are chasing people away from their own party. This is what Democrats are doing. This is what they are good at. And this woman is letting you know, we're done. Donald Trump is getting wins all over the country. Polling shows everything you need to know. Do I need to recap? Let me give you some examples. Because while we're on the subject, let me just tell you what I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about Jeff Sessions. I want to talk to you about sanctuary cities. I want to tell you what's happening in Hungary. That's really kind of an interesting story. I want to give you WooFlu stats that are, again, lies, and I'll prove to you, I've been saying it the whole time, I'm not wearing your stupid mask because you're lying. Sue, go ahead, arrest me, do whatever you need to do, and when I sue you, I'm gonna start presenting data and say, how dare you want me to wear something when you know this data is false? If that's the case, why, you know, and I've talked about it on the show, make me wear a diaper. Make me wear an outside cup or something. That protects me too. You know, there are lots of things that can protect you from things that you don't see. Protect me from a meteor strike, because that's about the level of me getting Wu flu or certainly dying from it. Of anybody. People aren't even catching this disease to the level that they're talking about, much less dying from it. But it's a lie. And you know what this lady's talking about? The level of frustration of living with lies. I told you guys, we had, in 2016, politics changed forever. And here's why it changed. It has nothing to do necessarily with Donald Trump. It has to do with us pursuing truth, saying, let's get us a warrior in there who will get us real answers. That's what happened. And the power structure, they can't stand it. Because the truth disrupts the money flow. I keep seeing mask commercials. People have shifted manufacturing from hardcore goods to mask. Are you kidding? That's the there's no manufacturing base in creating masks. Oh, Kevin, our mask technology is better than anybody. How about our semiconductor technology be better than anybody's? How about our computer manufacturing be better than anybody's? How about our medical equipment manufacturing be better than anybody's? Mask? And they proudly, we're doing our part for COVID. We're making more masks. Okay, great. A year from now, what's that going to get us? Versus a year from now of, you know, getting the epitaxial layer of a semiconductor down to two microns thick, thinner or whatever. It's ridiculous. But anyway, people like this lady are symptomatic of what's happening in this country. I'm proud of her and I'm proud of you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The U.S., U.K., and Canada are accusing Russia of trying to steal information from researchers developing a COVID-19 vaccine. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says there could be problems.
If it screws up vaccine development, I mean, this could affect millions and millions of people. And yet no one has confidence that the White House will take this seriously and push back on Russia.
Kaine speaking there on MSNBC, he also did not provide any specifics as to the administration not taking it seriously. The number of people filing new jobless claims was 1.3 million last week. That's according to the Labor Department, which marks the 17th straight week that the claims have exceeded 1 million. Nearly 32 million American workers are now receiving jobless benefits, largely due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News. A group of U.S. diplomats are returning to China. From the Washington News Center, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than 100 U.S. diplomats and their families flew to China Wednesday just as tensions are ramping up between Beijing and Washington again. The flight was the first part of the administration's plan to restaff the diplomatic mission in China. The U.S. working to eventually return over 1,200 diplomats and their families after the mission was evacuated in February because of the coronavirus pandemic. A State Department email on Wednesday said more flights are being arranged.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is calling it a tough day after some major accounts were hacked in a cyber attack. On Wednesday, the accounts of Joe Biden, Jeff Bezos, among other major accounts, were taken over temporarily by hackers seeking cryptocurrency. Dorsey saying they're diagnosing the attacks. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And we should be dealing with the racism that is in our country, to which the president speaks to, because he has a base of supporters who are very anti-immigrant and a white supremacist.
That was Mazie Hirono, senator from Hawaii, who is same old broken record. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I love playing these clips for you because they think this is working. See, in normal mode, you call a guy a racist, you stir up all the Black Lives Matter stuff, you get a media gauntlet, a media juggernaut to reinforce the message built on a lie, and normally you're okay. That's Alinsky methods. But you know the difference? You no longer care about the media, and you have a warrior who ignores their cause of racism. In fact, who not only ignores them, who does exactly the opposite, who proves every day you're the biggest liar. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. If you want to give me a ring, 844-551-8255. And by all means, download the show. Keep it. You know what? You should archive this show and keep it for your childrens and your grandchildrens, because they're going to come back and listen to this show one day and know how big of a historic moment it was in time, that where people like us were speaking out. And there were Americans who had backbones. Download it. Get your friends to do it. Yeah, it'll help me, but it'll help you and your children and your posterity, as they say, more than anything, because we're speaking truth to this stuff. And more Democrats are waking up to these lies. Mazie Hirono, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Clinton, Obama, all of them are going to be, when history writes about these people at some point, they're going to call this the darkest, pardon the pun with Obama, the darkest period in American history, period, bar none. Followed by the most bright, shining light to hit the American Republic since it was founded in 1776, not 1619, as these revisionists want you to believe. So glad you're with me. Today I'm focusing on people who have gotten fed up with the Democrats, fed up with the way that they lie, fed up with their inability to want to have a reasonable conversation. Look, I'll entertain your stupid ideas. I don't have a problem with that. Let me tell you, I'm a management consultant by training. The largest companies in the world. I've gone into companies and went, how in the heck are they still in business? Common sense things that you go, Well, you know to do that, right? Well, no, Kevin, because we have Edna over there who's been doing it for 50 years, and what would we do with her? I don't know, to retrain her? I mean, there's a lot of options here. People stuck in a thought process they've never even considered getting out of. Here's a little psychological thing for you, okay? You are wired for certain behaviors. You ever wonder why you, there's somebody that no matter where you click, you know, you put something on their desk, they straighten it out? Yeah, no, I mean, you can move it and they'll move it back. They're wired to do it. And if you try to get them to leave it, they can't leave it. You have little ticks you don't even know about. I promise you, an observant person like me, I'll tell you about yourself within about, if I hang out with you, I'll tell you about yourself within about 2 hours. It really won't take me that long. I'll know your personality. I'll know your quirk. I'll know when you're lying, when you're stretching the truth, when you're being sincere. I can tell that. That's the beauty of being a management consultant. You get to look at people and go, no. I know protected people, people that are devil may care, all these little personality traits. And I'm not trained in it. I'm not Dr. Phil, but I've learned it over the years because I've been very fortunate to have people to tell me that was what, you know, the strength I should cultivate. And you can hear it. But it's not just about that. You have things that you do. I'll give you an example. Melissa leaves shoes all over. It's a quirk. Told her about it. Hey, there'll be 8 pairs of shoes all over. I'm going, what? Can't you? There's a shoe place in the closet. Can you put your shoes in? Doesn't matter. That's her style. It's a quirk. If I were to go into a house and I see shoes, I go, that Melissa lives here. Okay? So you have these little quirks about yourself. So the point of this all is we have to break these cycles. Yeah, these things that become part of our natural tendency to do things. You have to break these cycles, and that's exactly what we've done to the body politic, is we've broken these cycles. We've said, we're no longer going to behave the way you want us to behave. That's what Trump was able to do. He changed the way people think about things. And I challenge you to ask this of yourself. I would even go as far as to say, and I'm doing a little bit of bragging here, if you listen to my program, you've been taught how to think a little differently. And I'm not trying to elevate myself above you. If I was, you know, sometimes you guys talk to me and I think about things differently myself. That is what steel sharpening steel. Democrats do not want to have a conversation with us. It's always funny when McCain would say, well, we need to reach across the aisle. And I'd go, you can't do that with your little hands and those dinosaur hands. I know, mean-spirited, but hey, he deserved it. There's no reaching across the aisle. I learned this years ago. I remember the comment I made when people talked. I said one day, reach across the aisle. I said, if they reach across the aisle, cut off their arms. That's what you do. There is no reaching across the aisle with idiots, with morons, with people that think as they do. Look at what reaching across the aisle has done to Seattle, to Portland, to Chicago. You know, look at these cities exploding in crime, exploding in grift and waste and fraud. This is what you get when you reach across the aisle. We are reasonable people willing to have conversations. We are reasonable people willing to entertain your ideas. I don't know if, I've had, you know, not supposed to talk about religion, sex, or politics. I've had all those discussions with conservatives, every one of them. Kevin, what do you think about gay marriage? I get asked that a lot by conservatives, church-going conservatives. And you know what? I will tell you, 99% of the time, you know what they say? Kevin, hate the sin, not the sinner. That's essentially it boiled down. They don't dislike homosexuals. We are at a point in life where we know. I mean, when I was little, I couldn't spot a gay person. I didn't have a gaydar. I was totally a heterosexual kid. I like girls. If you had said to me, a boy likes another boy, I'd be like, that's weird. What are you talking about? It would be weird. As weird as a kid who had feet that looked like clown feet. So, you know, we deal with things that are not normal or weird to you. And, yeah, you may have a reaction. But as you grow and you go, well, there's quite a few people that got clown feet. I didn't even realize that. Well, they're human beings. I'll accept them. I don't have to think, boy, I wish I had some clown feet. I'm kind of glad I have mine. Now, I bring all this up because I want to set up a story about a lady by the name of Barry Weiss. And you may have seen her name in the news. She was trending the other day. And she quit the New York Times. And I tell this story because she is a perfect example of a person who is a very, I would call her a centrist, a left-leaning centrist. You can't get to the New York Times without being somewhat left-leaning. And she considered herself a moderate, going into work to do what she does. And she, I believe she was in, what's her title? Op-ed editor. So anyway, she quit the New York Times. And it made big news because of the way she quit. So she pins a letter and says, here's why I quit. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up to you is because it reinforces the very principles of what I've been talking about the entire show today, which is leftists are waking up. I call it the new woke. See, you're supposed to be woke when you agree with all the nonsense they believe. But they're going, wait a minute. We've been living in the woke era. And now we're waking up. And if you think it's just Barry Weiss, or you think it's just Noam Chomsky or what's her face that did Harry Potter, you're wrong. It's all these Holly weirdos, everybody. They're coming to a reality that what they call it when you can't say anything anyway. They got a term for it these days. People are going, oh, cancel culture. Thank you, cancel culture. Can't say a word. Can't say, if you're, my opinion, oh, your opinion is it. And they parse it. They pick it apart. They don't let you put it into context. So Barry Weiss is in the news. And I love stories that showcase what I know about people. They finally get tired of being bullied. Some take longer than others. And sadly, the shelf life of leftists willing to be bullied is far too long. But when they get fed out, they lash out like no other. I tell people, some of the strongest Republicans, strongest conservatives are those who started out as leftists and got woke, new woke. Those are the strongest people. Chris Harris was one of those. He works for me for Unhyphenated America. Chris is one of those. Thomas Sowell was a Marxist. He's my idol. He was a Marxist. But Thomas Sowell is like, not anymore. But they finally get it. And that's what happened with Barry Weiss. She explained how leftism caused her to quit her dream job at the New York Times and discussed her role and saying she was, concerned about missing the mark in 2016. That's why they brought her on. We'll finish when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about a woman by the name of Barry, B-A-R-I, Weiss, and she quit the New York Times. And this story is resonating. It's bigger than what you might imagine, because you're probably saying to yourself, who the heck is Barry White? Did you say Barry White?
Yeah, baby, don't want to give it up, yeah, baby.
You know who Barry White is, white people, don't you? Come on now.
I'm never going to give you up. I'm never, never going to stop. Not the way I feel about you.
Anyway, Barry White. That dude could, I mean, he had a big old boisterous voice down deep. Yeah. But this is not Barry White. It's Barry Weiss, B-A-R-I, a young lady. Barry Weiss. Yeah. And Barry is a 35-year-old woman. And she, what else can I tell you about? I mean, she was graduated from Columbia. I just know a little bit about her, but she's, you know, she's an interesting girl. And she's quit. She was the book staff editor and writer on culture and politics. Safe to say, not a conservative. As I said earlier, you don't get to the New York Times being a conservative. But anyway, she said she came to the Times because they had missed the mark in 2016 and they needed her and others to help with a reset. And she says, but the lessons that ought to have followed the election, lessons about the importance of understanding other Americans, the necessity of resisting tribalism, the centrality of the free exchange of ideas of a democratic society, have not been learned. Instead, a new consensus has emerged in the process, but perhaps especially at this paper, that truth isn't a process of collective discovery, but an orthodoxy already known to an enlightened few whose job is to inform everybody else. She's giving you elitism at its finest. I know better than you. You will listen to what I say. See, here's what I learned early in life. I learned that I had parents and they had authority over me, but I learned that they were fallible. They were wrong. And when they were wrong, I challenged them. And you know what my parents, I was raised by my grandparents, you know what they did? They respected that they were wrong, that I could challenge them. I learned that early on. My older brother didn't. My older brother, it took him years. He said to me one day at his home when he was probably in his 30s, his wife told me this. She says, Kevin, Kirk always admired that you would stand up to y'all's parents, your grandparents. He admired that. He couldn't do it. And I went, look, when I was wrong, I took my butt whoopings. But when I was right, I stood my ground. Go ahead. Give me a butt. If I deserved a butt whooping, I'd cry. If I didn't deserve a butt whooping, whoop me as hard as you want. Yeah, I'm not crying. And I wouldn't. But my grandparents recognized that, and they encouraged it. They would every now and then tell me, shut up. You know, and I was talking about Democrats. But I would clearly stand my ground. See, Weiss wanted to practice journalism, but she learned that the bastion of leftism that she worked for didn't understand its own sins. And worse, the New York Times went for clicks, and she wrote this. Twitter is now the masthead, she says, Twitter is not the masthead of the New York Times, but Twitter has become its ultimate editor, as the ethics and mores of that platform have become those of the paper. The paper itself has increasingly become a kind of performance space. Stories are chosen and told in a way to satisfy the narrowest of audiences rather than to allow a curious public to read about the world and then draw their own conclusions. I was always taught that journalists were charged with writing the first rough draft of history. Now, history itself is one more ephemeral thing molded to fit the needs of a predetermined narrative. Folks, this is a New York Times editor telling you the inside dirt. They aren't looking for truth. They have a narrative, and you will write to that narrative. That's what she's telling you. Performance space, she called it. Narrow audience, she said. Predetermined narrative. I couldn't have said it better. And what do you get when you don't conform? Well, Weiss explains that. She says, my own forays into wrong think had made me the subject of constant bullying by colleagues who disagree with my views. They've called me a Nazi and a racist. I have learned to brush off comments about how I'm, quote, writing about the Jews again. Several colleagues perceived to be friendly with me were badgered by coworkers. My work and my character are openly demeaned. on company-wide Slack channels where masthead editors regularly weigh in. There, some co-workers insist I need to be rooted out if this company is to be a truly inclusive one. While others post axe emojis next to my name, still, other New York Times employees publicly smear me as a liar and a bigot on Twitter with no fear that harassing me will be met with the appropriate action. They never are. Now, none of these practices would be tolerated at a conservative company, but in the world of leftism, rules do not apply. That's me talking. Protests for insanity and racism like Black Lives Matter. And who needs masks or social distancing, right? As many leftists reminded us, Black Lives Matter matters more than white supremacy. A supremacy showcased apparently due to the lockdown, dare I say enslavement, from a disease that originated in China. But Weiss went on to describe her situation even more. She says there are terms for this. Unlawful discrimination, hostile work environment, and constructive discharge. I'm no legal expert, but I know that this is wrong. I do not understand how you have allowed this kind of behavior to go on inside of your company in full view of the paper's entire staff and the public. And I certainly can't square how you and other Times leaders have stood by while simultaneously praising me in private for my courage. Showing up for work as a centrist at an American newspaper should not require bravery. See, she's telling you exactly how things work. You're worried, right? You're out there, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Look at all these people. They're protesting. They're protesting in California, in San Francisco. They're protesting in New York. They can get thousands of people together. Go anywhere else in this country and see how many people are down with BLM. See how many people are down with it. Let Antifa show up to little country, little town Texas and watch what happens. Watch them try to beat down some of those cowboys I know. Watch them try to beat down some of these middle American coal miners. Watch what happens. They are selective about what they pick. They pick places where the government is on their side, where the people appear to be on their side. Let me even tell you this. I'll go further. Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, the majority of people don't like them there. The media wants you to believe they like them. And this lady, Barry Weiss, is telling you, these are the people that are running things. Not only, you know, running Seattle and Portland, they're running the New York Times. This is a cabal of people that want you to believe that they've got it right. These elitists. She goes on, and this is probably the most poignant part of her resignation. She discusses the lack of intellect of leftists and the fact that what she went through describes the norm. She says, part of me wishes I could say that my experience was unique. But the truth is that intellectual curiosity, let alone risk-taking, is now a liability at the Times. Why edit something challenging to our readers or write something bold only to go through the numbing process of making it ideologically kosher when we can assure ourselves of job security and clicks by publishing our 4,000th op-ed arguing that Donald Trump is a unique danger to the country and the world. And so censorship has become the norm. What rules that remain at the Times are applied with extreme selectivity. If a person's ideology is in keeping with the new orthodoxy, they and their work remain unscrutinized. Everyone else lives in fear of the digital thunderdome. Online venom is excused so long as it is directed at proper targets. Op-eds that would have easily been published just 2 years ago would now get an editor or a writer in serious trouble, if not fired. If a piece is perceived as likely to inspire backlash internally or on social media, the editor or writers avoid pitching it. If she feels strongly enough to suggest it, she's quickly steered to safer ground. And if, every now and then, she succeeds in getting a piece published that does not explicitly promote progressive causes, it happens only after every line is carefully massaged, negotiated, and caveated. This is the New York Times, folks, from the inside. This is not a James O'Keefe Project Veritas expose. This is a woman who says, I quit because I know what you're doing. And you are not allowing people to use their intellectual curiosity and think for themselves. And let me tell you, it is going to backfire on you and the movement and everything else. Let people judge for themselves. If your ideology can't stand on its own without massaging, then you shouldn't have it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.